You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up in the final hour of the program, our guy Steve Weisch of the NFL Network going to join us. We'll take a spin around the National Football League, and we'll take a look at some of the hot-button stories around the NFL as we get geared up for the final week of the preseason. Shedeur Sanders playing tomorrow. A couple of injury situations to monitor. A couple of contract situations to monitor. We'll do that coming up at about 6:30. Right now, though, a Friday staple. Can we call it that? Friday staple here on the Burgundy and Gold today. We're going to get Burgundy in bold. Your top bold predictions for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Last week on Burgundy and Bold, I gave you a Deebo Samuel prop. Told you that Deebo Samuel would lead this team in total touchdowns. I don't know how bold that actually was, but all in all, I think Deebo Samuel's going to have a monster season for today in Burgundy and Bold. I think that rookie corner Trey Amos, by season's end, will be considered this team's best corner. And it's not even close. Not even close. So I'll even take it a step further. Maybe in the season opener, when they take on the New York Giants, he has been that left corner all offseason long. And him and Jonathan Jones were battling back and forth for a little bit, but he's got the job now, it feels like. And he's earned it because he's had a tremendous camp, was good in the joint practice in Boston, played well in the preseason game Friday night. It stinks that we didn't get to see him against Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, although I will admit that. That would have definitely – it would have made this not even as bold, honestly, because I thought he was going to handle himself well out there. But that is my Burgundy and Bold prediction, that Trey Amos by season's end will be considered this team's best corner, better than Marshawn Lattimore, and better than fan favorite Mikey Samers still. I think with Amos, the number one thing that really intrigues me about him is when you're long and can run the way that he can, I think you've got a real shot to have a long, long career. And all the intangibles with him stand out as well, right? Super confident when he walks up to the line of scrimmage, talks trash, love everything about him. The one question mark I had about Trey Amos heading into the preseason opener, you can cover well all day in 7-on-7, but how are you going to act when it's your turn to have to set the edge at the cornerback spot and force a play back inside? You going to duck smoke, or are you going to be somebody that's going to stick your face mask in there? He showed you time and time again in that first preseason game. He had a couple of different times where he forced a play back inside because he set a real strong edge. That's the thing I worried about with him. He alleviated that concern for me in that preseason opener. And I think as far as week one goes, and maybe I'm tripping with this, you let me know at 301-230-0980. It's weird because there are politics that get played in the NFL. When you travel a corner with a wide receiver, I think it's very easy for the other defensive backs to go, well, damn, you think I'm some trash? You think I couldn't handle it, him switching sides? But if I was Joe Witt Jr., what I've seen from Amos during camp, I'm shadowing Malik Nabers in week one with Trey Amos. Straight up. I don't care how Marshawn Lattimore feels about it. I don't care how Mikey Samers still feels about it. We will travel with Malik Nabers, and it will be Trey Amos being the guy doing it. I think he's earned that right. He has been their best, most consistent defensive back all throughout training camp. And I know Mikey Samers still has made a couple of plays on the ball. But a guy, Craig Hoffman, said this at Nauseam. him moving back to the slot is not going to be some, you know, super easy transition. And if we're being open, honest, and transparent, last year in the slot at the beginning of the season, he had some struggles. He did. First 3 or 4 weeks in the NFL, he led the NFL in touchdown catches given up. Just is what it is. It's facts. Now, do I think he's a fine player? Yes. I think Mikey, if I'm being real, I may put a C on Mikey's chest. Like, that's how I feel about him. I think he's that type of cat for them. But fact of the matter is this. And you told me not to say this when we were in our pre-show meeting. I feel the need to say it now. He's their best corner. How is he not?
Why do you jump the gun, dude?
It's not me
jumping
the gun.
We haven't seen anything, dude. It's preseason. We've seen some practices. And you always
he went
talk
to New
about
England.
How bad
he went,
the receivers are out there.
He went to New England and had no problems.
And this
now.
Is what you're leaning on.
He went to New England. And huh? He went to New England and acted a fool. 4K Trey,
again,
baby.
It's too soon 4K to tell, Trey. My boy.
I know
too
it's too soon,
soon to tell.
I know it's probably too soon, but I say that to really get the folks to understand
see if
how
T,
high
if T. Higgins and Jamar Chase were out there and he was locking them up. All right.
He would have.
And look, now he might be ready for the moment. But, bro, it's too – we haven't seen nothing. You talking about he's the best corner. See, look, this is your problem now. And sometimes this is the problem with fans as well. We get excited about the potential of these guys. Like Bill, we get excited about his potential, what he could be, the fact that he could be a home run hitter. We have not seen much from Trey Amos yet. So we got to pump the brakes. We cannot say he's the best corner. We have a guy on our team that's been there. He's a Pro Bowler. Like, come on. Like, we want him to get back to that form. Why aren't you obsessed with his potential to get back to his peak form? Why?
I am. And I'm a big fan of Marshawn Lattimore. Right? Southeast Sean. Well, I don't even call him Marshawn. I call him Sean. That's how locked in me and Brett. I call him Sean. Southeast Sean, man. He gets it. And I think his comments that he made during mandatory minicamp, he's a quiet, soft-spoken dude. So for him to come out and say this, I took a lot from it. He straight up told us, like, yeah, I tried to gut through it last year. I wasn't healthy. I didn't want to look sweet to my teammates. And I went out and played. And his play suffered as a result of it, man. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll go out to the phones, 301-230-0980. Burgundy and Bold, Friday staple here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Your bold predictions for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Let's go to Dominic. Wants to chime in. Dominic, if you're going to say what I think you're going to say, you put my burgundy and bold to shame, brother. What do you got for us?
Well, I mean, I thought about it. Like, do I really want to change it? I should have waited for this call a couple days ago when I said that Crosby Merritt was going to break Alfred Morris's rushing numbers.
That was yours from the other day. I remember.
Yeah, and I probably should have used it for today. But, you know, I think we're going to see, it's not necessarily, maybe it's not bold enough, but I think you're going to see the NFL MVP, the NFL Coach of the Year, and a Super Bowl appearance. All in the same season.
Wow. Well, that's the point of the segment, brother. Burgundy and bold. Of those things that you listed, Jaden Daniels MVP. Dan Quinn Coach of the Year, which he should have been last year, by the way. Let's just call it what it is. And then Super Bowl appearance. What do you think is most likely to happen out of those?
I think Jaden Daniels MVP.
Wow. Well, there we go. Dominic, we appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy the weekend, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Burgundy in bold. Your top bold predictions for the 2025 Washington Commanders. And we heard my bold prediction. Are you ready to get bold?
Sir?
Uh-oh. Good gosh. Because Lord knows what you're about to say.
You say you think you know what I'm going to say?
No, I said Lord knows what you're about to say. No one knows what the hell you're about to say. I guess people say that about me too, huh? But I feel like, honestly, I didn't go bold enough. Now to Dominic talk about, he originally called it and said Terry McLaurin Triple Crown. That's what he originally called it and said.
No. He said he had a triple crown, and it was three different things.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. All right, but when we do bold predictions, are we going to go game by game basis? Are we going to go season's end? Like what are the parameters of this bold prediction that I'm about to make?
Just make it bold. Clearly, I didn't go bold enough. My bold prediction, if you're just now joining us here on the Burgundy and Gold today, our Friday staple, Burgundy and Bold, your top bold predictions for the 2025 Washington Commanders. I think that Trey Amos is going to be considered this team's best corner by season's end. And in the season opener, I am willing to give him the responsibility of traveling with Malik Nabers. And I know it may rub Southeast Sean the wrong way. I know Mikey may feel some type of way about it because these DBs are competitive. They're a competitive group of people. But I love what I've seen from Trey Amos to this point, and I understand it, yes. Well, our guy J.P. Finley just tweeted at me and said, please listen to Ant. Look, y'all pick up what I'm putting down, though. Trey Amos has been the real deal. Calling him sticky throughout training camp, I don't even think it does it justice. I genuinely do not think it does it justice. He has been awesome throughout camp. And there was one thing with him, because I noticed it back in the spring. When you're a technician the way that he is at that position and your hands and feet are always lined up and you're never out-leveraged and you do a good job of changing direction, which we've seen, the one thing I worried about with him, because remember, there's been another former first-round corner that came in here and lit it up, and that was when Terry was running outside. Emmanuel Forbes was first-team All-Ashburn and had a tremendous rookie camp, and then we saw what it was and what it wasn't with him. When I saw Trey Amos set the edge against the Patriots, I said, okay, sign me up for more of that. Because that's probably the thing that I worry about the most when it comes to young corners in the NFL. One, how do you translate to the NFL speed going up against NFL competition? But this is a dude that played his ball in the SEC, so there's nothing he hadn't seen before. But physicality, toughness, Joe Witt says it all the time, man. We live a certain lifestyle here on this defense, and if you can't get with it, you got to get gone. Ask Emmanuel Forbes. Ask Benjamin St. Juice. Ask Michael Davis. I think Amos and his ability to be physical at the point of attack, setting the edge in the run game, like that's just as important as anything we're going to see from him from a coverage standpoint. And he's shown well doing that as well. So maybe I'm hyperbolizing it. Maybe I'm too soon. Maybe I'm too early on it. But sign me up for Trey Amos, man. Sign me up.
I think you just said it. You're too early for it.
I'm too
early. 301. Hey, look, let's revisit this.
Let's revisit
week eight.
Week eight?
Half the season's gone.
Let's just look at who Trey Amos is going to have to go up against in the early portion of the season. It's not like he's going up against Murderers Row right off the rip. He's got Nabers in week one. That's going to be a tall task. And Commander fans out there, I don't know if you understand it or not. Malik Nabers, I think he's the best receiver in the division.
He's a dog.
Seriously. And I know A.J. Brown is tremendous. That's the other guy
and
that I would have.
CeeDee Lamb, dude.
And CeeDee Lamb. But A.J. Brown's better than CeeDee Lamb. If there's an argument for who's the best receiver in the division, I think it comes down to Nabers, Brown. And that's really, I don't think CeeDee's, he's in that tier. Gosh, he's in that tier of guys, I guess. But think about this. CeeDee Lamb gets buku targets.
So does every other great receiver.
No, A.J. Brown does not. He has Devontae on the other side. He's not dominating targets. The Eagles barely even throw the damn ball. So, A.J. is one of one, man. I'm telling you. I can remember it now. Mike Vrabel's still pissed off about the fact that they traded him away on draft night. for Treylon Burks.
So are you getting mad that Justin Jefferson gets so many targets, that Ja'Marr Chase
gets
so many
targets?
It's not
that I'm getting upset with it. I'm just saying it definitely.
That's your team's best player. What are you going to do? Get him the ball. Like, their best player last year was Saquon Barkley. What did you do?
Get him the ball. I understand that. But CD, I think, is a beneficiary of a high volume of targets.
Okay.
I don't think he's better than A.J. Brown. I don't think he's, like, from a fluidity standpoint, we know ball, we watch ball. Who moves better, bro? Neighbors is a freak, young.
He is.
You're not going to sit here and try to tell me he's not.
But you're making it seem like a guy in CeeDee Lamb that's been in the league for several years. We're talking about several years being a top five receiver.
He's got a great body of work. He's got a great body of work. Didn't Neighbors, like, break the rookie catch record and then it was shattered by Brock Bowers? Didn't that happen last year? Come on, man.
I don't know, man.
Put some respect on Neighbors, bro. That's what I'm saying.
I do respect Neighbors, but I don't know, man.
This is what'll upset fans here locally. I don't even think Terry's in the conversation for the best receiver in the division. I'm not even thinking hard about it. And that's what I'm saying. Y'all get upset at this, but the reality is this when it comes to the wide receiver position.
I think
position.
It just speaks to the volume of talent that we have in the NFC East, bro.
In the NFC East and in the NFL.
He might be 10, but those other guys that you named, Neighbors, the CeeDee Lambs, the AJ, they're also in the top 10,
I think Terry, you can rank them anywhere from 10,
a different tier, though.
10 to 15. It's bingo. Okay. Different tier. Okay, so that's all I'm trying to get you to understand. And so it's a different tier.
So you have Neighbors where? Tier what?
What tier you think I got him in? What tier you think I got him in?
Dude. No, you're not a serious guy.
No, you know I'm being serious. But here's the thing, though. Those guys, like, I wouldn't even have to think hard about it. If you ask me Neighbors or Terry, Neighbors. CD or Terry. CD.
Okay, that's fair,
AJ,
bro.
It's fair, but you just about to blow a gasket over it.
No, I'm just saying, you're putting Neighbors in tier one, which is ridiculous.
Dog, by season's end, him and BTJ are going to both be considered top 10 wideouts.
Say no more.
The convo's not even going to be a debate.
Say no more.
So, final hour of power. Wow, we're already at the last part of the show. Final hour of power coming up next here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Steve Wyche of the NFL Network going to join us in about a half hour. When we come back, though, I'm going to say something that's going to upset a lot of people. Make sure you stick around and hear that next here on the Team 980.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.